Hunting season is in full swing, and the stories are already pouring in, including a black bear harvested in Port Hope, Ontario, that exceeded 600 pounds, and high numbers of wood ducks, to name a few. The fall season for wild turkey opens October 13th in select wildlife management units, and I encourage you to give it a try. Wild turkey make great table fare, and they are abundant. To find out more information, simply type Ontario Hunting Regulation Summary in your browser and go hunting.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Mary-Kate Wibbs, coordinator of the Aqualynx program at the Toronto Zoo, talks about Atlantic salmon, native and non-native mollusks. Brian Shepherd from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters reports live from the waterfowl hunt at Port Darlington Provincial Park. Plus, news, the win, a Yamaha Alumacraft contest, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? But all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030. Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Joining us today is Mary Kate Wibbs, coordinator of the Aqualinks program at the Toronto Zoo, to talk about Atlantic salmon, native and non-native mollusks.
Okay, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio, Mary-Kate. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm very good, thanks.
So, coordinator of the Aqualinks programs, a little bit to do with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. What can you tell us about that and the Toronto Zoo?
Yeah, so that's a partnership we've had with OFAH since about 2009. So, very similar to the program that is run by OFAH, where classrooms are raising Atlantic salmon in their classrooms from about January until the springtime, so anywhere between April and June. And then after looking after these small, tiny fish for about 6 months, the students go out and release them back into the wild. So they're making a real hands-on contribution to conservation.
Is that ever neat, eh? And now when they grow up, they can tell their children that these Atlantic salmon, I had some part in this. I took part in this.
Yeah, that's exactly. Nice. It really gives them a connection to it. And then sometimes I go back to schools the next year, and then I have the students from the previous year. They're still talking about it. So, yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, and I think that it's also, and even for myself, to find out that the zoo does all these other things that you don't see up front. You know, obviously you see when you go to visit the zoo, you see the animals, but you don't see these programs that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we often refer to our work as kind of the hidden zoo. So it's all the conservation work that goes on behind the scenes that may not immediately be associated with the zoo. But yeah, there's actually a lot going on here. So we also do outreach where we're going out into the community, to schools. We reach about anywhere between 17,000 to 20,000 students a year with our Great Lakes programming. So going out and talking to students about local fish that are right here in their watersheds, whether that's Toronto, Niagara, Kingston area. So there's that component. And, you know, we offer lesson plans and that sort of thing as well.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Now, another, I guess it would be a program or activity that you're involved in, would be the native and non-native mollusks. And mm-hmm. I think when I talk around the office about this, the first question I get is, what is a mollusk?
That is a great question, actually. So mussels, the ones that we have here, the unionid mussels, they are, you know, related to octopus, they're related to scallops, they're related to squid. But to get a little more specific, these guys are bivalves. They have two shells on a hinge. And the ones that we have here in Ontario are the unionid mussel. That's the family that they're in.
Okay.
And surprisingly, we actually have 41 different types of them here in the province.
Really?
Yeah, so in all of Canada, there's about 54, 55 species, and we have most of them here in Ontario.
Wow. And you know, growing up as a kid, we used to vacation in the Haliburton area a lot, and the actual lake right in Haliburton Village, Head Lake, I don't know about now, but it used to be just full of these. I mean, when you're a kid, you call them clams.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And just full of them. You could see them everywhere. Now, would these be native species?
Yeah, most likely, if they're the larger species. Now, the non-native zebra mussels or quagga mussels have infiltrated a lot of sort of the more inland lakes as well. But the unionid mussels, the native ones we're talking about, are much bigger, and they tend to not live in colonies the way zebra mussels do. So zebra mussels will all, if you've ever seen them, they all attach themselves really
yes.
closely in dense packs, and native mussels don't do that. They're usually found really close to each other, but not so densely packed.
Right. So it would be the native ones that we did see back then. I haven't been there for a while, you know, to actually look mm-hmm. in the areas where we used to see them. But that's interesting. So what do your studies involve in terms of is like the relationship between these two or the lack of there? Or where are you
yeah.
at with that?
No, that's a great question. So really, we can kind of look at it twofold. So we have a public awareness campaign, and we also have field research. So for the field research, that's kind of the interesting part, is that there's been a fair bit of work done. The Ministry of Natural Resources has done work right on the shoreline of Lake Ontario to look for different species, but we really don't know in general a lot about where mussel populations are in the inland waters, in the tributaries that flow into Lake Ontario. In this area, a lot of work has been focused on the London area, southwestern Ontario, but not a lot here on the north shore of Lake Ontario. So that's one of the things we're trying to do, is go out, find out what species are there, where are they, how many are there, and that will help act as a baseline of information for future studies. We can then go back and see if there's been any changes, if there's been growth, if there's been decline in populations, and have that information available.
I see. So some ground zero research, so to speak.
Exactly.
We will return with more from Mary-Kate Wibbs, coordinator of the Aqualinx program at the Toronto Zoo, after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot.
Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Mary Kate Wibbs, coordinator of the Aqualynx program at the Toronto Zoo.
How does this affect anglers and hunters? And I can tell you as an angler, some of the most prolific walleye water that I fish has a stained or a tea color to it. And a lot of that water, since the advent of the zebra mussel, has turned clear, and the fish, they're not there. They just don't inhabit that area anymore. The ones that are around have gone deeper, and so obviously that's one thing that we've seen change in terms of our habitat. Any other observations?
Yeah, so that, you know, you're exactly right, and that's what we do hear from people as well. And when we're out doing public events, and people talk to us about the same thing. So what happens is the zebra mussels, when they move in, they're such effective filter feeders. Now, native species are filter feeders as well, but they just don't have the same numbers as the zebra mussels. So the zebra mussels come in, and they filter the water too much, and then that changes the habitat on the fish, and then the fish are forced to move as a result. So we do see that quite significantly. Now, the freshwater mussels, the native species, they are part of the food chain, so various fish and other animals do eat them, which is great for sustaining populations. And maintaining that balance in the ecosystem. And the other part where anglers would be interested as well is that uniontid mussels have a very unique life cycle. Their juveniles have to attach to the gills of fish in order to survive.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is a requirement. So if different species are not present in lakes and rivers, then the mussels cannot reproduce and they can't continue their life cycle. Now, when they attach to the gills of fish, it doesn't kill the fish because that would not benefit the mussels in any way, but it is a requirement of their life cycle.
Oh, something I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a little known fact.
Very, very interesting. Well, I do know that, like you say, some waterfowl and that actually feed on the zebra mussels.
Mm-hmm.
Another observation would be Bay of Quinte. Back in the 80s, I actively fished there a lot, went fishing there a lot in tournaments and that sort of thing. And an average to low average population of largemouth bass, since the zebra mussels took over in the Bay of Quinte, the largemouth bass population has exploded. Now, I don't know if there's a correlation between the two, but like you say, that's something that we're all trying to learn on the way.
Yeah, that's really good question. I'm not really too sure about that. Maybe they are feeding on them and that much of a food source.
I was wondering if it was maybe the water getting clearer. It just has maybe a negative effect on some fish somehow, but a positive effect on other fish. And I wonder if some of those shallow water type sunfish species maybe do a little bit better when the water's clear. Mind you, I'm not a biologist, so I'm probably way out of my zone.
No, I have heard that actually as well, that what happens is when the lakes become clear, or water bodies become clear, it's actually easier for fish and aquatic species to find food, turtles as well. So it's kind of good for them, but the question is, how long is that going to be good for them? Because if they're better at finding their prey, then are they going to eat their prey too quickly? and eat themselves out of house and home. So it's kind of a double-edged sword almost.
Yeah, exactly. Now, any other findings so far in your native and non-native mollusk relationships?
Yeah, so those are kind of the highlights, really. As I mentioned, the native species are filter feeders. So they are beneficial to have in the water because they do help maintain a balance in terms of filtering out algae. So there isn't too much algae, but there's still enough there that helps support the ecosystem and other bacteria as well. So those are really the biggest ones. What we have found in the so far in our work, in our field research, is we found about 7 different species of freshwater, native freshwater mussels in, was it Humber River and Rouge River,
okay,
and Etobicoke Creek. So that's what we've found so far. So that's been really exciting information to have and to share with our various partners.
Yeah.
That is neat.
So kind of ground zero research, is there an ending to your report? Is there something that will be published? Anything that our listeners can follow up on?
Yeah, that's great. We're looking into that right now, into publishing and finishing our reporting and sharing that also with our various partners and making it available on our website as well. So we're kind of in the process of doing that right now. But the other thing, as part of our public awareness campaign, it's called I Am Important, I Am Protected.
Okay.
We have our freshwater mussel reporting app.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so this is a way for people to get engaged with this conservation work for freshwater mussels. What we have found is when we're doing public events, lots of people do come up to us and say, oh, we have these at our lake, and oh, we've seen these, and I remember seeing these when I was a kid. So this is kind of a way to, you know, people can be engaged with the greater picture of conservation, and also is a great way for us to get more information about what species are where.
Yeah. So where can our listeners find some information on this app and on this research?
So right now, the app, we have an Android version of the app that we're using for testing purposes so we can work out kinks before we do an official launch.
Okay.
So if anyone is interested in testing, helping out with testing, they are more than welcome to get in touch with us about that. And then our plan is that we'll work on making improvements to the app over the winter, and then in the spring we're planning to launch the Android version of it as well as a version for iOS.
Okay. Very, very good. So they can get in touch with you at?
GreatLakes@torontozoo.ca.
GreatLakes@torontozoo.ca. Well, thank you so much for this information, and make sure that you update me when the reports and the apps are ready. And in the meanwhile, I'll run up to Halliburton and see if they're still there under the bridge. I used to actually catch them on my fishing line.
Yeah, wow, really?
So the hook would go inside, you know, when they open up.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wonder if maybe there was some, maybe they were actually biting my hook somehow, but I could be wrong. But I used to catch these, and I'm sure that other listeners have caught these. They just look like clams.
Yeah.
They're probably related to them somehow.
Yeah, they are.
And and I would just catch them on my fishing line. So this would be great because now our listeners can engage with this and let you know what they're finding in their lakes.
Definitely. That would be excellent.
Well, thanks again, Mary Kate. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
We will return with Brian Shepherd from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters and his live report from the waterfowl hunt at Port Darlington Provincial Park after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink, Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine. And only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030. Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Can you hunt in a provincial park? Well, in some cases, you can. Brian Shepherd from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Zone E, reports live from the waterfowl hunt at Port Darlington Provincial Park.
Yeah, so Brian Shepherd from Zone E. And you're down there for the duck hunt.
Yes, I am. I've managed it now for the past, I guess, 7 to 8 years now, ever since I retired.
Wow. So how did you get involved with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, more specifically Zone E? And you just alluded that you're retired. Was that something to do with it? Is it a passion for hunting, or is it a bunch of different things?
Well, it's a passion of mine. It has been for years. I hunt and fish quite extensively. So I was coming up for retirement, and I thought, well, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to contribute some of my knowledge into the Federation and whether it's waterfowl hunting or big game hunting or small game hunting.
Yeah, and I know that you're quite the wild turkey enthusiast as well. You're always my go-to guy on the wild turkey.
Yes. I've been at it now for, I guess, it's been a few years, over 10 years, I guess, now.
Right.
I started off learning from a couple of fellows that have been in the game for quite a few years prior to me, and I learned the easy way. I had them show me everything, and they've made all the mistakes and stuff like that, and that's where it's nice to get out with you know, guys that have been in it, and that it's a lot faster to learn, and especially with, and now you have the kids coming in and stuff. So, anytime that they get the opportunity to hunt and fish with somebody that's been at it for a little while, it makes it a lot easier for them as well.
Yeah.
The turkeys and that, I've get into guiding full time now. I was taking people out just, you know, because I like just being out in the bush and that, and it was a passion of mine, and I enjoyed it quite well. Now I do it full time.
That's awesome. And you know what? Sharing knowledge is something that we all love to do as, you know, anglers and hunters, that's for sure. Now, one thing that, believe it or not, a lot of people don't realize is in some certain circumstances and situations, you are allowed certain types of hunting in provincial parks. And more specifically, we're talking about Port Darlington. You can go duck hunting at Port Darlington Provincial Park. How long has this been, this hunt been going on for now?
Well, I do have gentlemen here that have been hunting here at Darlington for over 45 years.
Right.
And, I still have them hunting today. I've got their kids and their grandkids here hunting at Darlington as well. Like I say, I've been at it for the past 8 years. We've got a lot of new people coming in from the GTA area and that, and even some locals, and some locals don't even know that you're allowed to hunt here.
Yeah.
I actually have two in this morning. Actually, three in this morning. Two guys and the one fellow's wife with them. So.
Right.
And they did, you know, and that they always went down to Presque Isle. They're from this general area and that, and, and the waterfowl has been great. We've had, a lot of success here and that. So yeah, no, it's been really great.
Yeah. You were telling
working with, the superintendent of, Darlington Provincial Park too. We get along really well.
Okay.
And that too. So it makes everything go by really easy.
Oh, that's awesome. So good partnership, good opportunity. Probably wouldn't happen without you guys at Zone E, because in case our listeners didn't know, you're down there on a volunteer basis to put this together, and it's not just facilitating the hunt, but you have to do some preparation for this as well.
There is a lot of preparation. There's starting in the late summer. There's a few of us go out, and I do have access to properties where, the landowner will let us cut cedars, and, is to keep the cost down, on these blinds. We've got, six, stationary blinds and one drive-in floater blind, and it takes a lot of vegetation to cover these. So, without their help, and the volunteer help here has been fantastic. These guys, help you out whichever way they can, whether it's, we start out, like I say, with the, cedars we cutting and deliver them here to Darlington. And, we have a yard up here that we can, put our blinds out. They help, keep the blinds in fantastic shape. And these blinds here that we run here are probably the best blinds in Ontario. They're well built. The material's been donated by some of the hunters here that have access to lumber and that sort of thing. And as far as bringing them in, they're always here. It's a few guys that it's their passion.
Right, so yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really what, the OFAH and all of the clubs are about. It's about kind of a collective effort, and everybody bringing what they have to the table, so that somebody who wants to go hunting at Port Darlington for waterfowl can do that.
More from Brian Shepherd and the waterfowl hunt at Port Darlington Provincial Park after these messages from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season. and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Brian Shepherd from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters Zone E on the waterfowl hunt at Port Darlington Provincial Park.
And I mean, do you need to be a member of the OFAH, or can you just go there as long as you're licensed correctly? How does that all work, Brian?
No, anybody could come in here. Whether an OFAH member or not, husbands, wives, kids, we do, and that's one thing we don't do is if a parent coming down here to hunt and he has a son or daughter or a grandson or granddaughter that wants to get into hunting, we do not charge the hunter a fee, the kids a fee here to hunt in the blind with their mentor. So, it's really good. It's a team effort here. We do have rules here, and we abide by the rules, and it makes it good for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, they're going to need a boat so they can get to these blinds?
Yes, yes. You have to have a boat, Randy. There's no boat, no hunt. That way we can, they would come into the park here. They would pay their park pass. They would come down. They'd, to first come, first serve basis. They register with me, and I take their information and that, and, they park in front of, whichever post. There's seven posts here and they're all numbered. And, if they want blind three, they park in front of post blind three, and that's their post for the morning hunt. And we run from, I'm here at 5 o'clock in the morning and, till, they come in at noon. Yeah, the hunt ends at noon, and they come in. I registered their birds and everything, and they were on their way. Take pictures and stuff. And,
nice. Yeah. Nice. So, as far as boats go, is there a lower limit or a higher limit? I know it is a large pond. It's, I guess you could call it a lake. It's off of Lake Ontario. Just so that our listeners know, I mean, would something like a smaller 12-footer or 10-foot John boat or even a canoe, is there a limit either way or?
We have, Randy, we have everything here. Anything, most of the guys are running 14-foot aluminum boats with a 9 or up to, now you're only supposed to run a 9.9 out of here, but to get a little faster access to the blinds and that, we do allow 15s or 20s, but these people aren't rip-roaring around in the bay either.
Right, okay.
They're just going to their blind. Yeah, and we've got canoes, people here with canoes. We've even had kayaks and even blow-up boats, you know,
okay.
That sort of thing. So, it can get a little rough here. We if it does get rough and white cap and stuff, and we tell people in the canoes, you know, just be awful careful. But we also monitor that as well. And we watch them go out, come back in, and that sort of thing.
Right. And you get up, like you say, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, obviously, this hunt isn't daily. There's only certain days you can go?
That's correct.
So, Randy, you can sleep in some mornings.
Yeah, no, that's correct. And actually, I'm not up at 5. I'm actually up at 4 o'clock.
Oh, jeez.
we run our hunts Mondays, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday mornings only.
Okay.
We used to have an afternoon hunt, but to get a better quality hunt, we decided to eliminate the afternoon hunt.
Oh, okay.
And our hunts here have been fantastic in the last few years. So.
And is there ever a time when maybe you're booked up and you have to turn people away, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We have had to turn people away because we were full. But if one person is using a blind, then it's up to them if they want a second person.
Maybe team up with somebody. Right.
Teams up with somebody or something like that. And a lot of these guys are, you know, if they do come in by themselves, they say by all means, if you get another hunter that comes in by himself, tell them to come on out.
Oh, that's cool. That's really, I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. So I know that you were saying there's, you know, you distribute flyers, Sail Outdoors and in Oshawa have flyers. I know there's more information at the OFAH. Any other way that that our listeners can get in touch or find out more information?
Well, they could call me, Randy. I on the flyers at the bottom of the sheet, my name and phone number's on there. You can call me anytime. You can get a hold of Darlington Provincial Park.
Okay.
The ministry office here too. They have flyers here as well. Plus, if they can't give them all the information that they need to know, they can get in contact with me.
Okay, and your number is 905-396-8683?
That's correct, Randy.
Perfect. So if you want to do some waterfowl hunting in the GTA, and I mean, this is close. You can probably see the General Motors head office right from where you're hunting there.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so it's real close. Great hunting. What have you had so far in terms of harvest? Obviously geese, anything else?
We get quite a few geese. A lot of our wood duck numbers are way up this year, Randy.
Okay.
We have got wood duck boxes out here, so obviously that tells you that, and we've also monitored them as well, and we've had great success here with the wood duck population.
Nice.
We do get a lot of blacks, mallards, gadwall. There's green-winged teal, camasbacks.
Wow.
Buffaloheads later on, widgeon.
You know, Brian, the last time I hunted at Darlington was in the 1980s. And the guy that I was hunting with, he was a co-worker of mine, he shot a lesser eider duck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you never know what you're going to find down at Port Darlington.
Yeah, we've even had some brant geese come in that have been taken. Redheads, we've got redheads this year. A real nice drake redhead come in this year and some juvies.
Great.
So yeah, we have quite a variety of birds going on here, and I can
hear something
see
getting.
Some birds, I see some birds dropping. And I see a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I can hear the shots going off. That's cool. Well, yeah. I'm gonna let you get to it, Brian. But thanks so much for a little bit of information on a great place to hunt, and thank you and Zoni for making such a great opportunity for hunters to go and experience some great waterfowl hunting.
Well, thanks very much, Randy, for having me on.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
The news and the win a Yamaha Alumacraft boat contest are up next on Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. This is the news.
Hunters may hold the key to Lorraine Roach's disappearance. The Peterborough County Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police were called to investigate a report of a missing person from a Hilliard Street address located in Selwyn Township. Lorraine Roach, who was 58 years of age at the time of her disappearance, was last seen leaving her residence on May 11, 2013, at 1:30 a.m. As the search continues for the missing person, Lorraine Roach, the OPP is seeking further help from hunters during the course of the 2015 hunting season. During the autumn months, sportsmen and women filter into rural areas in the county of Peterborough for the annual hunt. Our communities are grateful for the contributions hunters make to our rural communities, economically and environmentally. Hunters have been populating the same wooded areas of our communities for generations and are often the most familiar with the local topography. While some disturbances in the wooded areas can be anticipated or expected, investigators are interested in anything that has obviously changed in the overall landscape since the previous hunting seasons. Investigators are also encouraging information related to suspicious items that appear to be out of place in the natural environment. If you find a suspicious item, do not move or touch it. Clearly mark the item location and GPS coordinates, if available, and contact the police for follow-up. Detective Inspector Rob Hagerman of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch would like to thank all residents for their ongoing support in this investigation and continue to work towards resolution in locating Mrs. Roach. If you have information about suspected unlawful activity, please visit Crime Stoppers at www.stopcrimehere.ca or call 1-800-222-8477.
We had a record response to our Win a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package, so we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio Waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291, listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is lockable. And now for your MNRF news.
Boaters beware. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry will have nets set in the Metagami River starting September 28th as part of an ongoing Metagami sturgeon restoration project. The nets will be clearly marked by two white buoys with MNRF and don't lift tags. Please do not drive between the nets or tamper with the equipment. The Metagami Sturgeon Restoration Project is unique to Ontario, and these nets play a critical role in the project. This is the first successful attempt to restore a naturally existing lake sturgeon population by transplanting adults from one area of a water body to another and allowing them to spawn naturally. Other provinces and the United States have attempted to move adult lake sturgeon, but these attempts did not result in an established population. Lake sturgeon was added to the species at risk as a special concern in 2008. Locally, this fish was suspected to be no longer present from the section of the Metagami River from Wewatin Generating Station to Lower Sturgeon Generating Station due to habitat loss, pollution, fragmentation, and overfishing. Since 2002, in an effort to reestablish a lake sturgeon population to its historic habitat, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and its partners have moved 52 adult lake sturgeon from the Little Long Generating Station to an area above the Sandy Falls Dam. Since the initial move of these 52 fish, lake sturgeon have started to naturally repopulate in the river. Today, these fish are found in the Metagami River, from the Moose River upstream all the way to the Wewatin Generating Stations. That's 340 kilometers in distance. The MNRF is pleased to be working in partnership on this vital project with the Timmins Fur Council, Club Navigateur La Ronde, Ontario Power Generation, Glencore Lakeshore Gold, and Metagami Region Conservation Authority. As part of this ongoing project, MNRF and its partners will continue to research and analyze what made this transfer of adult lake sturgeon such a success. The monitoring project in its fifth year, where 22 lake sturgeon have been monitored since 2011. The information gathered will eventually help experts understand seasonal habitat usage, identify spawning grounds, and provide data on the population restoration. Graduate student Maggie Boothroyd from Trent University is focusing her work on genetics, spawning grounds, and population estimate. These components of the project will help to assess the success of the restoration project. She goes on to state, increased angler success is a good sign. The genetics work we are doing will provide insight into the number of fish successfully reproducing, which has implications for populations, genetic diversity, and long-term persistence. This information can be used to inform future restoration efforts with regards to number of relocated fish needed to make the population strong and genetically healthy. The monitoring work is critical to understand how successful the adult transfer was. If you're out on the Metagami River starting September 28th, please be aware of the nets and think of the significant research that is happening right here in our own backyard. We all know the story about Thanksgiving in the United States, but here in Canada, there's some facts you may not know. Long before the Europeans settled in North America, festivals of thanks and celebrations of harvest took place in Europe in the month of October. The very first Thanksgiving celebration in North America took place in Canada when Martin Frobisher, an explorer from England, arrived in Newfoundland in 1578. If you haven't had your Thanksgiving turkey yet, go get one on October 13th. Until then, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or WRUF.
KBORadio.com.